USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Black Friday, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to forecasts from the National Retail Federation. Today will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64,000 people are projected to shop. This as Amazon workers across the globe are striking this Black Friday.
Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. The campaign is being called Make Amazon Pay. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In Massachusetts on Thursday, President Joe Biden said he has not directly engaged with rail labor negotiations, despite the White House press secretary saying earlier this week that he had been directly involved. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walz reminds everyone.
Before the midterm elections, he was taking credit for, you know, saving the country's economy in crafting this deal as a deal maker. He was taking credit then, but now that the unions have rejected it, suddenly he's had nothing to do with it.
Some Georgia counties are gearing up for early voting for the Senate runoff election. More than 20 counties are slated to open polling locations Saturday. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker are squaring off for the nation's last contested Senate seat. In World Cup action, the United States and England played to a 0-0 draw. On Tuesday, the United States plays Iran. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Students at the University of Idaho can now attend classes remotely as the murder of four students earlier this month remains unsolved by police. The announcement was made in a video posted online Thursday by University of Idaho President Scott Green, who says they're trying to meet the needs of every student.
Some are not comfortable being back in Moscow until a suspect is in custody. Others are asking for in-person classes and the structure that life on campus brings. To meet the needs of all of our students, we have asked our faculty to work with their classes to allow each student to complete the semester either in person or remotely.
He says instructors will communicate directly with students on whether they will be offering Zoom or pre-recorded lectures. On this day after Thanksgiving, many people are wondering exactly what to do with all their leftovers.
How long are those Thanksgiving leftovers good for? According to foodsafety.gov, if stored properly, your food can last for up to 3 or 4 days in the fridge, so about the end of the weekend. You can extend your Thanksgiving leftovers shelf life by 3 to 4 months, or even longer, if you don't mind a little freezer burn, by putting them in the freezer properly. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.